Valla. Vay. Abi.
So, in that, in there's the when the sadhaka reaches the state of prema, so there is
You're
this.
not a sadhak anymore. When he reaches bhava, you're not a sadhak anymore.
Sorry, when the jiva attains prema for the Lord, so
He becomes
he also
siddha.
reaches that
Sadhaka is sadhana siddha then. Becomes siddha.
so he experiences some purvaram with. Like there's this
Purarag,
Purva.
not exactly. He has some fear, some viraha.
So if he has gotten
Because
this.
Purarag has a definition. Means feeling separation before meeting, or feeling separation after meeting, or feeling separation in meeting. This is in the Siddhadeya. So sadhana siddha is still in this sharir. Because Purarag, you have to have all the higher levels of prema to experience the nuances and flavors of Purarag. Purarag is in Prakatlila of Krishna. Avrakatlila or Prakatlila of Krishna. You can experience Purarag. Vivralamba, Purarag is a type of separation. Purarag, Premavaicitya, Man, and Purvasa, Durvasa, Purvasarag. These are four types of rag and separation in Siddhadeya, in Prakat or Aprakat Lila of Krishna, not in Sadaka Rupa. Sadaka Rupa, you come to Prema if you have separation. Look at Vilakuswanji. He's not talking anything about Purvarag. He's just hankering to meet Radharani, hankering to serve Radharani. That's it. Separation. Separation, separation, separation.
So how is it related to if he has gotten darshan, if he's qualified for darshan at the stage of bhava and onwards? So is it that he has not gotten darshan yet, that's why this is coming?
What is he saying?
This separation feeling is coming because he didn't get darshan of Krishna. That's why it is coming.
Or
Separation comes after darshan.
after darshan.
First we hanker to see, then we see, then we're feeling separation from what we saw. You can't feel separation from knowing you ever saw it. Are you separated from your wife? You don't have a wife, do you?
So
You
how
want one?
will I feel separation?
You want one?
How will I feel separation if I don't have?
Yeah. Better feeling separation because you want one. That's not separation. Separation depends on meeting. The ambition of sadhaka, obviously we're separated. It means we're not. You can't use the term separation. Separation, a particular type of bhava, it's a state of prema. There's two kinds of prema. Prema and meeting, prema and separation. They're both full of bliss. We're full of misery. That's it. Is it miserable? Especially 4 days a month. Yeah. So it's miserable. We're full of misery, we're hankering for prema. Premananda. We ain't got none. We don't got no prema, ain't got no ananda. Anandam buddhivardhanam, that's the symptom of prema nam. Anandam buddhivardhanam. We're in the process of trying to purify our citta. The first verse of Shishasana describes seven stages of nam, which goes through anarthanivritti, nishta, goes, these stages are there. So anarthanivritti is cetadharana marjanam, that's anarthanivritti. Bhava mahadavagnirvavanam. Purifying the consciousness, putting out the fire, forest fire. What is the forest fire? Anarthas, aparas.
Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarana Vidya Vadhu Jeevana.
What is it? Shreya Dharma Marjan Bhava Madhavagni Nirvapanam.
Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarana.
Shreya Kairava Chandrika. Yeah, things become fortunate and we experience a white lotus of good fortune. Shreya Kairava Chandrika
Vitarana.
That white lotus of good fortune happens when we experience Ruchi. We taste the lotus nectar of Ruchi, the nectar of the white lotus of Ruchi. Shri Dharma, Baba Mata Bhakti Nirbhava, Shri Akhaira Vichana
Kavichana.
Vidyavadu Jivanam. Then we get married. Vadu means wife. And we get married to transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge means Vishuddha Sattva. This is Bhava, the Sakti Bhava. Transcendental knowledge becomes our life, becomes our wife. Vidya Vadu
Jivanam.
And then at the level of Sakti, then we come to Bhava. Bhava is Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam.
Pratipadam Purnam Ritasvadhanam.
Anandam Buddhi means we're experiencing bliss. We're being submerged in an ocean of bliss. Ambuddhi means ocean. Ambuddhi, then.
Pratipadam Purnam Ritasvadhanam.
And step by step, we're in bliss. Pratipadam, that means every step, pratipad. Pratipadam, purna.
Asvadanam.
Purna asvadanam. Svadana means rasa svadana, that happens in bhava. As happens, happens in bhava if you do, you meditate on lila. I think the term is described in third part of Nectar, fifth part of Nectar Devotion. This is right now. The stage of Bhava, you come to Bhava, and if you come to Bhava, you won't taste rasa swadan unless you practice meditating a little and mixing your heart with the heart of the Vaishnava, heart of the Nitya Siddhas. I forget the term it's called. No, it's not called Vatsamya. It's in a book by Anathas Babaji called Rasa Darshan. Oh yeah, it's called Equalization. You have to equalize. It's called...
Sadharanikaran.
Thank you. Sadharanikaran. It's described in Nectar Bhakti Rasa in Part 5. Sadharanikaran. Sadharani means common. Sadharani means... regular, common, ordinary. It means like equalizing, ordinary person, ordinary. Sadharani rati of kuja. It was ordinary love, because it was mixed with some lust, but it was directed towards Krishna. So it's called sadharani karan, which means the practice of mixing your heart with the heart of the nitya siddhas. So you're following Rupa Goswami and Leela, you're meditating on Leela, and you're sitting there and trying to mix your heart. That's practice. When you come to Bhava and you mix your heart with Rupa Goswami and Tulsi Manji, it's called Sadharani Karan. And then when you do that, then you taste Rasa Swadan at the level of Bhava Bhakti. Because Bhava Bhakti is a mixture of five bhavas mixed together to produce Rasa. What are the five bhavas that produce Rasa? Mixing these five bhavas, what are they?
Sai Bhava.
Sai Bhava. Sai Bhava. Now go in sequence. Sai Bhava, then Vibhava. Means hero and heroine, Uripan. Vibhava. Then what follows that? Anubhava. Division of Anubhava, which is the Austrian division, but it's called separate. It's called Sabhibhava. And supporting, coming and going feelings. It's sanchari. Sanchari means moving. Chara, same Hindi. Sanchari, vyavachari. So these five bhavas mix together to produce rasa swadan. Pratipadam.
Purnamritasvadanam.
Amritasvadanam. You taste nectar at every step. That's bhava bhakti. If you mix. There's bhava bhakti very close to mixing with prem. Prem is coming down. Then, Sarvatmasnavanam! Your entire Atma becomes bathed, becomes snan. Sarvatma. Atma means body, Atma means mind, Atma means Atma soul. Become bathed in bliss. Good deal, huh? Want to take a bath? Chari Krishna. Chaita Dharma Vajram. Vamaha Devagni Vavanam. first put out the fire, then start cooking something else. Start, first you burn, then you float. Burn up all the fires of material desire, then float in the ocean of Bhav. Bhav, leave Bhav Sagar, enter Bhav Sindhu. Bhav and Bhav. Bhav means material existence. What is that song? Bhajahure mana shinandanandana avaya charana vindade.
Dullabha manava janama
sasange
taraho ye
bhava sindhu. Ocean of material existence, katamogya. Swim across the ocean, parkar. Parkar, swim across the ocean. Bhava parkar, bhava sindhu parkar. Okay, question.